But isn't camping in the woods boring? You're supposed to bring a couple of solar chargers, extra batteries, backups of everything, and your narrated book collection, especially the adventure books. And then it really does not matter what you do, because you are always traveling all over the world, living through dozens and dozens of adventures. This is not because the woods are boring, but it is because the woods bring you peace and heal you from stress, at which point your mind becomes greater and you begin wishing for learning about life-changing things. Stress, fears of homelessness and poverty, bullies, liars, and manipulators mostly disable our growing up. An adventure can fix it. But you have to stay a month or longer. 2 weeks does nothing. Later, you will learn that 2 months does very little. You need 50-50, 6 months of running around, and then 6 months of adventure and healing. After a few years, you will notice that the first 6 months requires a lot of work and produces little results. Where each time you return from camping and hiking beautiful trails, you have grown. You become more intelligent, more creative, more of who you really are when you are safe and complete. Books are the first thing that come to mind, and narrated books in the woods are just somehow magical. Remember that they're all free at the library, so this costs you nothing. When you are stressed out and scared, or always pushed, you become psychologically other than you really are. When you are allowed to be on the trails, or camp on great dunes, or live by a lake, your mental state returns to normal. And I dare say you start becoming a philosopher. Not only do you develop a healthy love for wisdom, but also a terrible sense of humor. A laughing philosopher has got to be one of the most powerful creatures in all of the universe, past, present, and future. You should also know that you must never ever force someone to do this. There is a large psychological shift involved here. You can bring someone for a day of hiking. It is a beautiful gift if you take care of all the details. But never beg, force, bait, or trick someone for a longer walk. If they are not ready, then the woods can't put them back together. They will just perceive the adventure as more manipulation and more arm twisting. That is very unfair, and even unfair to the woods. You must never tarnish a path to health in someone by forcing them on it. And indeed, it is very dark and scary that stress scares people away from books, especially beautifully narrated books that are so easy to understand. I think this is a force that can destroy a civilization. Without a yearning for one's intellectual inheritance, we can't resume where the great beings leave off and just spin in circles, repeating the same old mistakes, not really knowing where to rise and who to push back. Out in the trail, there is a miracle called trail magic. When you see someone needing help, you take care of it as fast as you can, with as little introduction and interference as possible. And then you just distance yourself. No thank you, no bye-bye, no phone numbers. You just hurry on ahead and get out of that person's way. Let them resume their adventure. In the woods, you have to take care of your fire. Always have twice as much firewood than you think you will need, and cover it up with a large garbage bag so that rain will only bring you fresh air and no trouble at all. If you ever get too cold, move your fire to a new spot, big stick by big stick, and then put your camp over the old spot where the ground will keep you warm for hours. But you must always guard against such emergencies. You always need multiple pieces of equipment and a backup plan. And if you are ever out of cell range, you need a couple of satellite communicators. Always have one or more backups. You should also sleep with your water filter or water bottle in your sleeping bag. And again, have expensive backup filters if it ever does freeze or break, because sometimes you just forget your bottle outside. You don't want to drink filthy water. One hiker once semi-joked that it takes a couple of days for the bacteria to get you, and she is near a camp. That is not allowed, because in a dehydrated state, you then become weaker and even more lost. Always have more than one backup. Ignore what the old people are saying. That is one of the lessons you learn from your adventure books, of course. The other is to avoid systematic errors where your entire intuition is wrong. Restore your mental health as you teleport in space and time from one adventure to another through beautiful narrated books. And take care of your camp and equipment. And make sure you always have trail mix for power and water for health. And non-perishable food, such as bread mix, which is just a powder that never gets old. But with some water, yeast, and honey, becomes a delicious treat. If you are thinking about going hiking for the first time, be sure to keep your car empty and keep all your valuables in the trunk. And if you are too sophisticated for woods, you can bring a second tent and use that as your bath. Bring a battery-powered fan, too. As to that great, terrible, grizzly bear encounter that everyone always worries about, if you can't run away, just get behind him real quick. And with your entire might, lunge your entire arm straight into their butt. Not only do they lose appetite, especially for you, they also can't bite what they can't and don't want to reach. Then just call the park rangers with your free hand and explain that you bared your arm and need assistance. Here are a few more bloopers that I captured along the way. And launch your entire arm. And with all your might, launch your entire arm straight. Launch your entire arm straight into their butt. Not only do they lose appetite, especially for you. And explain that you bared your arm and you need assistance.